Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, January 2nd, first trading day of the new year. After being strong across the board in the grains overnight on continued short covering in the Kansas City wheat contract and strength in the soybeans due to new highs being reached in the Malaysian palm oil contract, markets backed off near the end of the day with only corn able to hold on and finish near the day's highs. Other markets sold off. Let's take a look at March corn. Finished up 3¾ cents at 391.5, put in a high at 392. There was another high there on December 30th, so we've got a double top at that 392 level. You got the funds still short about 90,000 contracts of corn, and the market did today test that 100-day moving average, which comes in just below 387. So we put in a low at 387.25 and bounced off of that. Maybe the funds trying to lighten the load on that short position as we head into next Friday's January 10th report. Export sales will be delayed until tomorrow due to the holiday. Taking a look at wheat, we had March Chicago finish up a penny and a half, 560.25, about 7 cents off the highs. Kansas City March finished down 0.75 cents, 485.25. That's about 11 cents off earlier highs. Minneapolis finished down 3 cents at 558, also about 8 cents off the highs there. Funds coming into today long about 20,000 contracts in Chicago, short the last 5,000 contracts in Kansas City, and short 15,000 in that Minneapolis contract. Possibly that short liquidation was completed in the Kansas City contract, and when you ran out of those bullets, market backed off a little bit. We'll have to see if the funds develop an appetite to get long in that Kansas City contract, or if we see any continued short covering in Minneapolis. Taking a look at beans, we had March finish up 0.75 cents, 956.25. That's about a nickel off earlier highs at 961. Funds are still short about 33,000 contracts in the beans and long over 120,000 contracts in the bean oil. We did have, as I mentioned, Malaysian palm oil started the new year making a new high. India also cut taxes on imports of crude and refined palm oil, so this would increase demand there, and also maybe get some other sources seeking alternatives to palm oil, obviously supportive of the soybeans. Also, we're looking at a signing for that China Phase 1 deal on January 15th in Washington, D.C., and then Trump tweeted out they're looking for negotiations on Phase 2 to start soon after in Beijing. So that obviously contributing to the strength in the soybeans. But after about an 80-cent rally, maybe the market taking a little bit of a pause and going to look to see just to make sure that all gets done. Outside markets, you got the dollar up 44 ticks at 96.49 after being down several days in a row. Crude oil down 7 cents a barrel at 60.99. And the stock market starting the day on a solid note here at this point, up about 250 points. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.